This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Running for state's attorney, Republican Eric Hyam and Democrat Chris Matouche. Round of applause, please. And at this time, we're going to start with Eric and give him 3 minutes to tell us a little bit about himself.
Thank you. Good evening. First, let me say thank you to our moderator, Litchfield Chamber, for hosting this evening. Most importantly, to all of you for being here tonight and taking time out of your schedules. I've had the opportunity to meet many of you in the room tonight. For those, some of you I've known my entire life. For those that I haven't yet met, my name's Eric Hyam, and I'm running for Montgomery County State's Attorney. My roots in Montgomery County run very deep. I'm the sixth generation of my family to be born and raised and live in Montgomery County. I'm a graduate of Litchfield High School. I attended Loyola University Chicago following graduation from high school. I then went on to receive my Juris Doctorate from the John Marshall Law School in Chicago. During law school, I began working in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office. And after law school, I was hired there as one of 30 new assistant state's attorneys out of an application pool of approximately 2,000. In the state's attorney's office, I was assigned to the Child Protection Division, Felony Trial Division, Misdemeanor Prosecution Unit, Complex Narcotics Unit, and the Gang Prosecutions Unit. Those varying and diverse assignments allowed me the opportunity to be involved in the prosecution of thousands of cases in my time at the state's attorney's office. It also offered me the opportunity to take many cases to trial, both individually and as part of a team of prosecutors. Those trials included 8 first-degree murders, 52 felony trials, 4 misdemeanor jury trials, over 100 misdemeanor bench trials, and 38 child protection cases. Those numbers may seem like a lot, but keep in mind a little bit of statistics. There's approximately 5.2 million residents in Cook County. Since January 1st, 2006, there's been 3,500 shootings in the city of Chicago alone, and each year approximately 70,000 felonies and 200,000 misdemeanors are charged in Cook County alone. Those statistics are precisely why I chose the Cook County State's Attorney's Office to get my feet wet and earn my stripes as a criminal trial attorney before I returned home to Central Illinois. I believe that serving the citizens of Montgomery County as state's attorney is not just about prosecuting cases and advising the county board. It's about serving the citizens of Montgomery County, answering phone calls, returning messages, taking meeting requests, and truly working with the citizens of Montgomery County. As your state's attorney, I will use my experience as a criminal trial attorney and in customer service to better represent the people of the state of Illinois who live here in Montgomery County. Thank you, and I look forward to your questions.
Chris?
Thank you, Terry, the chamber, for having this event. Everyone's here tonight. For those of you that, do not know me, my name is Chris Matouche. I am your Montgomery County State's Attorney. I have a family of 5. My wife, Jill, and my 3 children live in Hillsboro. I am not from Montgomery County. I was born a whole 70 miles away in Salem, Illinois. And I have been, except for 1 year of my life, within 70 miles of Montgomery County my entire life. I got my nursing degree in Edwardsville, and I got my, while living in Nashville, I got my Juris Doctorate down in Carbondale. Those of you that don't, I'm also a Rotarian. I'm active in the community since moving here. I'm somewhat of a sports enthusiast with the family. My kids are involved in sports, and I am a member here and have been a member of this community for several years. I've been prosecuting cases right here in Montgomery County since 2009. I had the privilege to be appointed and then elected as state's attorney, and I've been your state's attorney since 2006 here in Montgomery County. I have personally, and again in a smaller county, I have prosecuted cases from the beginning through its duration and to their end. That is what prosecutors in a small county like Montgomery County do. We have 1 assistant, we've had 2 for a lot of my terms, but again, it's a small community. I am, as state's attorney, have been there at the inception of charges, through the motions, through the disposition of charges. I have been here these last 17 years prosecuting the issues here in Montgomery County. Montgomery County does not have thousands of gun violence charges. Montgomery County is not Cook County with 900 plus assistants or attorneys in their state's attorney's office. I have developed a rapport with the local law enforcement agencies. We've been available 24 hours a day to address their calls and represent the citizens of Montgomery County. I have all the officers, when they have questions, and that's how it works in a small county, when you get that call at 1 in the morning from an officer with a question, we've been there to answer those questions and to give the advice and guidance to the officers. I've worked hard here in this county. I believe my record is clear. It is known. Everyone can see my record from what I have done these past 17 years. Again, I'm asking for your continued support here in November to continue to effectively keep the streets safe for my three children that are in each level of school, for my wife and my family, just as I'm fighting hard to keep the city safe for your family, as I've done for the past 17 years. Thank you.
All right, we'll move on to our question portion here, and each candidate will have 2 minutes to answer each question. And Eric, we'll start with you, sir. To what extent have you been involved in felony prosecutions?
My involvement in felony prosecution has been multiple-fold. I've been involved from the inception of cases through the Cook County State's Attorney's Felony Review Office. I've been involved in the prosecution. I've been involved in the grant in the, when I say prosecution, I mean exactly what Mr. Matus just said. I've been involved in the motion practice, the trial litigation, the entire inception of that through sentencing. I've also been involved in grand jury indictments, etc. So I have been involved in felony prosecution in the same manner in all steps.
Chris?
Yes, sir.
Would you like me to repeat the question?
No. With regards to felony prosecutions, obviously I've done thousands of felonies here in Montgomery County. And again, when I say prosecution, I'm talking about as a licensed attorney that has been accepted in the bar and passed the bar and is working as an attorney, and again, solo as state's attorney. I have been there since 2006, obviously, as state's attorney. I handle all the felonies that we've had, which is well over 2,000 felonies, again, from the inception of obtaining the evidence or reviewing the evidence with law enforcement officers, with talking with the victims as the case unfolds, as handling the emotions, obviously any negotiations or pleas, and with regards to, if there are none, ultimate trials, felony jury trials here in the county, again, and always solo. I mean, the state's attorney here in Montgomery County is the hands-on position and handles those issues, and I have done so since 2006.
All right. On to question number two, and Chris, we'll start with you on this question. What do you see as the biggest criminal threat in the county, and what are your plans to combat it?
Absolutely no question. The biggest threat in Montgomery County is the drug epidemic. As I started in 1999, it was the beginning of the methamphetamine crisis in Montgomery County in Illinois. It had slowly crossed over from Quincy in Missouri, it crossed over in the Quincy area from Missouri, and we were infected with the methamphetamine crisis. Today, the clear crisis is not only methamphetamine that is still there, but heroin. Heroin is devastating this county, and with regards to that, and quite frankly, Montgomery County is always going to have the main issue is going to be drugs. We are located 30 miles from St. Louis, 45 miles from Springfield. There's always an avenue. The way that you fight the drug epidemic that I believe is to continue to address dealers and users. With regards to dealers, you fight the dealers. You seek extensive sentencing. Not only do you seek to have dealers put away in prison, you also seek to do what I've done. You take their cars. If they're making money for their houses, you take their houses, which we have done here in Montgomery County. In Montgomery County, we are blessed with the law enforcement that we have. We have an experienced sheriff's department. We have experienced municipalities such as Chief Jarman in Litchfield, as well as Nokomis and Hillsborough with Chief Leatham. And we have that South Central Illinois Drug Task Force. We continue to fight the drugs and send the message. Drugs may continue to be dealt here. It may be an issue, but maybe you'll hesitate before you come into Montgomery County and deal drugs. Because if you're caught, you're going to be sentenced harshly, and we're going to take everything that we can. With regards to users, again, I've developed or helped implement the Drug Court program and other programs to try to address and use whatever facilities we can to help try to treat that addiction, to give them a nudge to seek the treatment that they need. Thank you.
Eric?
I agree with Chris. Undoubtedly, the biggest problem in Montgomery County, bar none, is drugs. It's methamphetamine, it's heroin, there's no question. And you're right, it's going to continue to come in through the county. Dealers and users, I agree. Let's push harder for repeat offenders who are coming through with dealing drugs. Let's push harder for repeat offenders who have gone from users to dealers. That's where we stop that part. But most importantly, we have to bring together resources to aid the addiction problem. If we can't help people who are addicted as a user, we're not going to stop them from using. We're not going to dry up the demand for the supply. It's never going to happen. So I think that's the most important part of this is bringing together law enforcement, community services, services, and they don't just have to be from Montgomery County in order to bring services here. We need to look everywhere where we possibly can to bring services to the county that are available to help treat addiction. And Drug Court is a great program when it's used when it is effective. We've had a drug court in this county for a number of years. We've had three graduates. I think it's time we need to review what we're doing. We need to review how we're doing it, because three graduates is not enough in my book. Thank you.
On to our next question. With medical marijuana legalized and marijuana being decriminalized in the state, what is your stance on the possibility of marijuana becoming legal for recreational use, and how will it be addressed in your office? Eric?
I have one major problem with legalization of marijuana for recreational use, DUIs. There has yet to be anyone who can tell me that there is an effective way to determine whether or not someone is truly under the influence of marijuana while operating a vehicle. That's a huge problem. I don't want my wife, my child, my family out on the street with someone who's impaired, whether it's from alcohol or narcotics or marijuana. So my problem with legalization of marijuana is just that. Now, as far as how does my office handle it, in the event that it is legalized in the state of Illinois, I follow the law of the state of Illinois, and that is we don't prosecute it. But we certainly have to figure out a way to combat the DUI, driving under the influence issue, that will necessarily manifest itself from it. I believe it's 45 miles of interstate when you count both directions in this county. That's a lot of drivers. It's a lot of people traveling up and down the interstate. Those are drivers in our county too. Those are drivers who affect people from our county, who affect our families, who affect our friends. It's got to be addressed.
Chris?
Well, again, to answer the question, obviously if somehow the legislators saw fit to legalize marijuana, then my office would follow the law and you would not prosecute the use of marijuana if it was legalized, and especially if it was legalized in the sense or some type of issue with regards to operating a motor vehicle. Obviously, and I disagree with Mr. Hyam that it's not just the DUIs. I personally believe that marijuana is a crutch drug. Those that use marijuana, I believe, will also then expand their use and go into harder substances. So my personal opinion is that I do not believe that marijuana should be legalized. And I believe that there are inherent dangers, not only when they get behind the wheel, but inherent dangers to them at home when they're caring for their children, And again, the expanded use of wanting to push that high from marijuana to try another drug, such as prescription drugs or methamphetamine and or heroin. So on that issue, again, to answer the question, if it was legalized, there's nothing that my office could do with regards to enforcement of it since it would be legal. But again, my opinion is that it should not be legalized. And again, it's more severe than just operating a motor vehicle. There are a lot of issues with regards to marijuana. And if I may, and especially with the new marijuana. Now we have super marijuana coming out of Colorado and California with the medical and the way that it's medical marijuana is much more potent. Didn't realize that until we had some cases, but obviously there are different levels of marijuana as well. And because of that, again, I believe that it shouldn't be legalized.
And our final question, and we'll start with Chris here. With all the technologies available, are there opportunities to run the state's attorney's office more efficiently without cutting services?
Technology is clearly always advancing. With regards to that, I believe Ms. Lemons, who is here as well, as we are working on an e-citation program with local law enforcement that could help streamline cases. We have also began to run some other prosecutor programs to reduce the amount of paperwork and to streamline with the technology, the way cases come in, and the data reviews from probation, the state's attorney, and the clerk's office with regards to petitions to revoke motions and other items. With regards to the state's attorney's office itself, in Montgomery County, as state's attorney, And we know we have the budget issue here in Montgomery County, we have been able to lower our budget consistently in the state's attorney's office. We have tried to streamline not only the processes that we use, but the work that the office has done. I have had early retirements and not replaced. I'm at least down one full secretary, and with regards to the work, a half. Right now I'm down a full assistant. Realistically, probably would need at least a part-time or an entry-level assistant based on our volume. But this is because of the technology use that we have of a younger assistant. Obviously, he's more versed in technology than I am as it goes. Technology definitely comes into play, and it has helped streamline the process, which in turn does lower the expenses and the personnel that are needed.
Eric?
Well, without actually being in the state's attorney's office at the moment, I can't speak to what is or isn't being used in the office. I will say that I'm always willing to look at new technologies and new things that are available. I spent 5 years at Hyatt Hotels prior to going to law school, and during that time, I actually helped implement an entirely electronic process for budgeting approval and for expenditure approval that used solely in-house technology. All things that were currently being used inside of the building, we worked together with the IT people and other staff in the corporate offices and came up with an entirely new program. So I am absolutely willing to, and I believe I have a proven track record of actually doing things that use technology to improve efficiencies and workflow, and I'm 100% behind the use of technology in any way possible.
Did we have any questions from the audience? Okay. Thank you, sir. And Eric, we'll start with you on this one. What is your opinion on the mental health tax, which is on the upcoming ballot?
Well, I know nobody wants to raise property taxes. So that's the reality of it. I don't want my property taxes to go up. But at a certain point, we have to be willing to guarantee the provision of services for the most affected in our communities. And undoubtedly, I believe this tax, that this program would provide just that. It would provide a guaranteed source of revenue, a source of revenue that specifically is intended and targeted towards those affected. So it's not going to be dependent on the county board this year having the coal revenues and being able to afford $100,000 and next year only being able to afford $10,000. This is a way to guarantee revenue that runs through to those programs. And that's probably one of the most important parts for social service programs, is to have a form of guaranteed or a form of guarantee as to your revenue. Without that, how do you plan from year to year as to how many people you're going to employ? How do you plan? How are you going to, what types of services are you going to invest in? Things like that. So while I'm never in favor of raising taxes or raising property taxes specifically, I am in favor of providing a guaranteed source of revenue. So in this case, I am in favor of the tax.
Chris?
I would agree with regards to the raising of the taxes with regards to the supplementing and funding the mental health issues in this county. We in law enforcement, and again, law enforcement is always the ones on the front line that are addressing and coming into contact with the those mentally ill and affected by mental illness. And there has to be funding for services to provide them. The answer is not to put the mentally ill or the mentally challenged in custody to try to help not only society but help themselves from harming themselves. There has to be programs. And mental illness is growing, and it's a rapid and it's a serious issue. And again, based on, unfortunately, the crisis in the state with regards to the budget, the crisis in Montgomery County with regards to the budget, the need for those that are mentally ill, we have a duty to protect and help them and give them the services that they need as well, and not just to lock them up or to ignore the problem, which affects everyone. It affects the county. It affects you and me, and it affects the value of the county. So again, a revenue source is necessary, and I am in favor of that.
Time for our closing remarks, and you gentlemen will each have 3 minutes. And Chris, we will start with you, sir.
Thank you. Again, I want to thank you for your time and listening to the issues that we have addressed here tonight. The state's attorney's position, I believe, is an extremely important position. I don't view it as much as a political position, but it's a job. You're basically looking at your attorney for the county, the one that's going to represent the county board, the other county officials, and prosecute, and most importantly, prosecute crimes. As this application for employment, I believe if you look at the two records, the experience is clear. I've been prosecuting here in Montgomery County for 17 years. I believe my record is clear. I've been, aggressive and firm on drugs and other prosecutions. I believe that I've been fair. I believe that, and I would ask you, go and talk to your local law enforcement agencies. Talk to your police officers about the job that I have been doing. Believe, again, that my record is there and that you can look it up in judici.com. You can go to the circuit clerk's office to see how I'm doing and the messages that I've been sending. My opponent, he has been a lawyer since 2013. I believe that my experience in Montgomery County, in the rural county, addressing the issues that address us as a whole is what's important. Again, I am a Montgomery County resident, have been fighting hard here for Montgomery County in developing that law enforcement, handling every type of case that there is to handle. From speeding tickets to heroin felonies to other crimes of violence. I'm an experienced trial attorney. Last jury trial that we had obviously resulted in a maximum sentence for a violent offender of 45 years. That was here in Montgomery County. I have fought with local law enforcement again, side by side, on the drug problems, the other crimes of violence. As your state's attorney, I've maintained a victim advocate for violent crimes in the office to advocate on behalf of the defendants, victims of crime, and give them support. I've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars in restitution for local crime victims. Again, I've helped implement the youth court programs to help our troubled youth, as well as the drug court program. And I would have to disagree. It would be great if we had 100% success rate in drug court. That's not the way drug court works. But three people that did not have to go back to prison, that did not have to wreak havoc again on society and expose others in society to drugs is an accomplishment. Again, it would be great if it was 100%, but that's not the way the drug court program works. And again, that's three others, again, that we saved money and did not affect the county. But again, based on my record, I've been your state's attorney for the last 11 years. I'm asking for your support to reelect me and let me continue to work hard to keep the streets safe for Bugin, my family and yours, and I'd ask for your support here in November.
And Eric, 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you. And thank you again. Over the last year, I've enjoyed meeting many of the residents of Montgomery County as I've been out in every one of our communities, meeting people and talking with people. I've thoroughly enjoyed my time with local law enforcement and the opportunity that I've had to ride along with many law enforcement officers throughout the county on the street, learning what it is exactly that they're facing on a daily basis. And I've had the opportunity to get to know many members of the healthcare industry and social service industries and other people who work for residents here in Montgomery County. All the while, I've been learning about the challenges that truly face our county. And it is why I am unequivocally committed to combating the narcotics issue in this county, bringing together law enforcement, bringing together community services, bringing together all parties, including all of you, the citizens who have ideas about how to stop this. Let's listen to everything. Because certainly there's one thing I can say. In the last 17 years, the drug problem in Montgomery County has only gotten worse. As your next state's attorney, I will work tirelessly, improving communication between the state's attorney's office and law enforcement, seeking stiffer penalties for repeat offenders, and most importantly, developing communication between members of the community and your state's attorney's office. And if elected, I vow to truly be your state's attorney. I will not deny phone calls. I will not ignore meeting requests. I will work for you, not just for a paycheck or a pension, not for the local defense attorneys looking for a sweet deal for their clients, not for members of the county board, and not for some future political appointment. I will work for you, business owners, my teachers, members of my congregation, friends, farmers, neighbors, the entirety of Montgomery County. I vow to enforce the laws equally, regardless of race, religion, socioeconomic group, or political affiliation. And these are the reasons why I've been supported by business owners, farmers, teachers, members of the healthcare and social service industry, elected officials, local law enforcement, veterans, Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike. My three-month-old son is the seventh generation of my family to call Montgomery County home. That is why I am unequivocally invested and dedicated to making this not only a better place, but a safer place for all of us to live and raise our children. Thank you for all of your support, and I appreciate your votes.